Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, and we are excited to bring our next guest on. He's a regular with us during the NFL season, and today he is on the line, the radio.com sports NFL insider. He is Jason Lockham. For insider calls are brought to you by the Dell Technologies Small Business Podference podcast series that is launching May 1st on radio.com, and we go off to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline, and Jason is there. Hi, Jace, how are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you guys?
Jason.
Good, Jace. I got to tell you, every day now that I don't have to make the commute, I see you on CBS Sports Net, and I'm watching your reports on TV every day. So it's good to see you in the mornings.
Thanks. Yeah. We try to take care of you at 8 a.m. every morning. At least we got this draft to talk about. Excuse me. Once we get on the other side of that, it might be slim pickings. But, yeah.
You know what, Jace? There will always be the Cleveland Browns for you.
You're right about that.
Yeah, headline for you. Let me start with this question because it's percolating a little bit more. Trent Williams, again, maybe some Browns rumors there. What are you hearing?
It's possible. They have a need at left tackle. They're very open for business at 10, and they may be sitting in a position at 10 where I think it could be they could be uniquely poised to really make some hay in a trade. And if you've got, you know, the potential to get Trent Williams for some day two assets, then Washington's not getting a one for him under these circumstances. I mean, no one can get their doctors on him right now. You know what I mean? There's risk involved. Excuse me. There's the issue of the contract. So I don't know that has to happen before Thursday, but let's say that on Thursday they're sitting there at 10 and Tua's on the board, Justin Herbert's on the board, and nobody's selected a wide receiver yet, and you've got that run of teams looking at receivers who may want to get to the head of the class. And let's say C.J. Henderson's still on the board, who the Falcons have a fetish for. You're sitting there with maybe a Belichick or a Sean Payton, or maybe the Dolphins, who are sitting there at 18 saying we might not get Jordan Love at 18, possibly moving back up for a quarterback. You've got somebody possibly moving like Denver to get the receiver they want the most. And you've got the potential that even if you drop back 4 or 6 whatever spots because of this run on receivers and quarterbacks, you still may be able to get your tackle down a little ways, plus pick up more assets, or you just take the best player on the board because you feel good about your ability to go and rent Trent Williams if you have to. So I think there's some factors that could work in their favor. Now, saying all that, the Dolphins might take 2 and 5 and the Chargers might take Herbert at 6. I don't necessarily know that that's going to happen right now or maybe even think it, but it's obviously possible. And maybe, you know, Atlanta trades up and gets Henderson at 9 or 7, and then you're just taking the best tackle available. But in that scenario, it's not the end of the world either, because if a lot of teams lean defense and quarterback in the top 10, that means that they might get their pick of tackles. And the one they really want is Thomas, and I could see some scenarios where he's there.
Why do you say Thomas, Jason?
That's just what I've heard, you know. And when I talk to general managers who don't have a dog in the fight, that's the guy they come back to and just say, we think he's the best pure left tackle available. So if I'm in the top 10 and I'm looking for a plug-and-play left tackle, he's the guy. There's less projection. Maybe he doesn't have the fierce upside that Becton does because of Becton's freakish talent, but there's some blemishes there as well. I think if Thomas is there at 10 and nobody's knocking their socks off for trade down scenarios, then I think they could make that pick and feel very good about it.
can you give us some insight on the Becton deal? So, I mean, you get flagged from the combine. What does that mean? Like, we're trying to figure out, because, you know, we know the way they're kind of looking at marijuana right now. Is it a marijuana? What is it?
Yeah,
what
I don't think anybody cares about marijuana. It's just right. more why, you know what I mean? Like, why couldn't you just sit that one out? It's not that they're worried about marijuana and or what that's going to mean so much in the new, when we get into the new program, which, I mean, I guess we're kind of already in, although it feels like we're in suspended animation.
True.
It's not so much that, because the policy is far less draconian now. It's more just about, hey, this is the biggest, you know, this is the biggest audition of your life. Why couldn't, you know what I mean? Why are you doing that now? You know, you don't need pain relief. You're not coming off of surgery. You haven't played a game or taken a hit in months. It's just kind of more, you know what I mean? Where's his mind right now? Like, why isn't he more focused? Why couldn't he, you know, just kind of do the right thing through this brief period of time?
Jason, with that situation with Becton and the tackles all sitting there, I would, and I want to go back to something you said earlier, and Andy said it, you'll always have the Cleveland Browns. Do you get the sense that things are different with this team, or do you not have that sense?
I don't.
Or,
come on,
or
man.
Do you think it's the same?
How many times have I fallen in that trap where I've said, hey, this is the end of the bad, and now they're turning the corner, or this has to be rock bottom? I think this is going to be a very tough circumstance for these guys. Whenever we do come back, I mean, I don't know how much we're going to learn about Kevin Stefanski this year. This is not fair. Like, there's major competitive balance issues if this goes down the way I think it's going to go down, which is at some point in June or whatever, they can have a soft launch and announce tentative dates maybe for when camps might start. And there'll be no off-season work whatsoever outside of this virtual baloney. And it could be 3 weeks of training camp and one preseason game, and here we go. You know, sink or swim. Because they'll do whatever they can to preserve 16 regular season games, because that's where the $275 million per team of TV money comes in. So if that means sacrificing, throwing people to the wolves, hey, deal with it. Just like you got to, hey, you don't like this draft? So what? Deal with it. You got buffering issues? Shut up. Deal with it. I think that's going to be the case. So, I mean, the Joe Judges of the world, the Kevin Stefanskis of the world, hell, even the Ron Riveras of the world, who's been there, done that, been to a Super Bowl, he's not going to know. He's going to be meeting his players for the first time, hanging out with them for the first time, seeing them in the cafeteria for the first time, whenever the first day of training camp is, in all likelihood. That's not conducive to building a football team in short order.
Hey, what's the real word on how the things went yesterday in the dry run of the draft?
Look, the football people in this league are predisposed to dislike this format because it's right. not normal. It's not their routine. And they made it very clear to the league office that there is no reason whatsoever why we couldn't do this at some point in May. And they basically got told to shove it. So there's already some animosity and some concern. And then you take guys who are very much, and some of the new school guys don't care as much, but there's a lot of guys in this league who they can't get their head around the fact that they're not getting the medicals like normal. They're not getting all the stuff they normally get. And some people are obsessing about that. I talked to an agent the other day who's got a really strong relationship with the GM in the league, and they were just shooting the bull. And this guy swore that this GM told him that anybody who had anything close to not a failed physical, not a medical reject, but anybody who had any surgery in college, they were going to take off their board. I mean, that's Neanderthal, but I can see it. Like, I've covered football for a long time. I can see some of these guys just saying, bleep it, if our doctors didn't see him and he couldn't do everything at the combine, we're just not taking him. Now, I think that will create inherent value for teams that aren't thinking that way, but there is a degree of fear-mongering about this whole thing that sort of has cast a bit of a shadow on it from the team circumstances. In terms of the IT and all that stuff, we had Troy Vincent on our show here in Baltimore a couple of weeks back. He swore up and down that there's fail-safe after fail-safe after fail-safe, and that between the degree of cooperation they're getting from Microsoft and from the various backup apps they have and from their security people and from independent security people, that in terms of the sanctity of the draft, there's no fears. Now, are there going to be buffering issues? Is there going to be a storm and somebody loses their Wi-Fi? Or are we going to have to hit the pause button a few times? Is the broadcast quality going to be far from what we're used to? I think so, but I also think, I mean, every day, how many times a day are you doing something where you're like, never thought I'd do that? You know what I mean? Like, even if it's as simple as, like, taking family walks after dinner in the spring when normally we'd have two kids on two different baseball teams and a daughter in two plays and a wife with after-school teaching duties, you know what I mean, and all my stuff. So our lives are different. Everything's different. So I do get the league's perspective to some degree saying, hey, guys, people are working from home. People are doing things they never thought they would do. We're finding different ways to keep the economy going in so much as it is. You know what? Suck it up.
Jason Luckan for joining us. Jason, if you're a team that's thinking about a quarterback, your thoughts about Tua Tagovailoa right now are what?
I'm sorry?
If you're looking for a quarterback,
right?
What are you thinking about Tua right now? Are you thinking,
I'm looking at there being extreme value. I'm looking at a kid who was seen as a better pro prospect than Burrow before he got hurt. And I'm not going to minimize the injury. But he's not getting his, you know, left arm reassembled at the shoulder. I mean, I get it, it's a hip. And, he might not play 15 years. Hey, guess what? A lot of guys in this draft aren't going to play 15 years. Well, he might have it a decade. He might have a degenerative hip. He might. You might win two Super Bowls between now and then. I mean, if that's how you want to live your life, I guess you could. But there is a real legitimate medical team, people who did the surgery, and then some independent people who've seen him, who I don't believe they're lying. I don't, you know what I mean? I don't believe that there's this grand conspiracy to prop this kid up. If anything, I feel like there's been a grand conspiracy to knock him down. And I think it's probably propagated by some pretty smart teams who are like, this kid just might fall farther than we ever thought based on facts, based on the tape, and based on what he's been cleared to do right now. Oh, and the fact that there's no OTAs or minicamp anyway, and training camp might not start until August or September. So he still has plenty of time on his side, and he's not missing anything. He's not missing installations. He's not missing all-important OTA walkthroughs and practices. They don't exist. I don't know, guys, but I also know that there is this culture of, this is so different, and the sky's falling, and I can't believe we don't get our own doctors to talk to these guys, and I don't know, man, everybody's lying about everything, and somebody's going to hack my draft, and oh, I should just take my ball and go home. There's a lot of that going on, too.
What's the percentage of guys like that? What do you think?
I don't know. There's enough. Enough to make, you know, enough to where maybe he does fall to 10. I can't rule that out, but I can't think he falls much further between. I mean, if I'm Gruden at 12, I'm just taking him. Like, that's fine. Like, and then I think other people would look at that, too, and say, he's got two picks. He could take a vanity pick there. Not that I think it is, but if you want to say it is. And they're going to move off the quarterback next year anyway, and Mariota, you might play him a little bit this year and turn him into a trade chip. And now you get something back for what you used for Tua. And I just think of Belichick, a Sean Payton, somebody who has security in their job, somebody who knows that they're going to be Patriots are in the transition now. Sean Payton knows there's a transition looming. And as much as he can talk about Taysom Hill, and you can play Taysom Hill. You can play him more this year. You can develop Taysom Hill. You could redshirt Tua. You got 5 years of him. And then let Taysom Hill and Tua compete in 2021.
Jason, last question for you. Is there any way the Bengals screw this thing up and don't take Joe Burrow at one?
I don't think so. I mean, now how does he develop, and the lack of an offseason, you know, it's going to affect everybody, even somebody who looks as pro-ready as him. I'm just interested to see if the Dolphins I talked to two GMs last night who strongly believe the Dolphins will at least make one more effort to give them an offer they can't refuse. I don't know if they'll offer enough, because I think for Mike Brown, an offer he can't refuse would be pretty pie in the sky. But, you know, I think in the Dolphins' perfect world, they get up to one and get Burrow. I think they're starting to feel like, though, that we could just keep bidding against ourselves and this guy's not gonna bite. Sort of like what teams were saying at the trade deadline. In which case, that means that Brown is just staying at one and taking Joe Burrow.
Sounds good, Jason. We look forward to talking to you in the fall, as always, but we always love the fact that you're the Radio.com Sports NFL Insider, and I love watching you on TV every morning, too.
I appreciate you guys' support, and, hopefully we're in our normal routine in the fall. Let's keep our fingers crossed.
Thanks, Jason. I just hope to be able to say, you know what, Jason loves the Browns and doesn't hate the Browns. I just want people to
don't hate the Browns.
Goodbye, Jason.
See you guys. Have a good one.
You too. Jason Lockham for that was Radio.com Sports NFL Insider. Jason Lockham for Insider Calls are brought to you by the Dell Technologies Small Business Podference podcast series launching May 1st on Radio.com. Of course, Lockham for had a lot of things to say. We're going to touch on those.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.